Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Power up your weed control with Liberty Ultra Herbicide, the next generation herbicide for the next generation farmer, powered by GluL technology. Liberty Ultra Herbicide outperforms generic glufosinate with its Liberty Lock formulation, delivering three times more herbicide into weeds for superior control. Liberty Ultra Herbicide also offers easier handling because of a lower application use rate. Talk to your BASF representative about Liberty Ultra Herbicide today. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers, get ready for the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through 5th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. Explore the latest cutting-edge technology in farm and ranch equipment from over 300 exhibitors, plus seminars from OSU Extension. Kickstart your day with free coffee and rolls each morning. Register for your chance to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. on Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Info at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, at the National Farmers Union Convention, John Doggett, former CEO of the National Corn Growers, discussed the evolving landscape of climate-smart agriculture, highlighting both progress and missed opportunities. I caught up with John right after his conversation to talk a little bit about those missed opportunities.
Well, you know, when we started these conversations 30 years ago or more, you know, we didn't even know what questions we wanted to ask. And you know, the proponents of cap and trade and some of those other programs, they couldn't provide us the answers. And so what we had was, we had a lot of fights about, is there climate change? Is there not climate change? Why aren't you understanding what it is that we are looking for? Why can't you understand what our limitations are? And so we just kept with that yelling back and forth to one another. And it took quite a while. But, you know, when back in the 90s, farmers, by a very low percent, thought that there was climate change at a rate much lower than the general population. That's flipped. Farmers and ranchers now believe there's climate change at a much higher percentage than the rest of America. That's interesting because they're feeling the impact.
Doggett also emphasized the importance of genuine partnerships between farmers and policymakers.
Well, it's been made harder in recent weeks because of the questions about, are these payments going to be made? Are these programs going to still be there? Are they going to operate at all? Or if they do operate, what's it going to look like? And, you know, climate is a dirty word for this administration, and they've pushed back pretty hard on it. So we need some answers here pretty quick because, getting to the season where people are going to put seed in the ground, and I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered before that happens. I'm hopeful but not optimistic.
To hear my complete conversation with John Doggett, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero, extreme drought or worse also at zero, unchanged since October 29th. Severe drought or worse conditions remain at 0.33%, unchanged from early January. Moderate drought or worse conditions have increased this week, 32.13%, up from last week's 25.66%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have decreased, though, this week. They're now at 71.07%, which is down from last week's 80.89%. According to the 6 to 10-day rain outlook map, most of the state around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through March the 22nd. A small southern pocket in southwest Oklahoma, they have about a 40 to 50% chance of rain. And then the central section of the panhandle, near normal chances of rain, while the far tip is leaning about that 33 to 40% chance of rain through that March 22nd date. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.